Hello and welcome to Follow Me and Die. I'm your host, Larry Hamilton, and today, Saturday Scrawl, my Gary Kahn special where I talk with Ray Otis of the Plundergrounds podcast and the mysterious Cody M of No Save for You. Next up, our discussion about Gary Kahn. Hello, everybody. We're here at Gary Kahn, and I've managed to catch up with Cody M of
No Save for You
and Ray Otis of
Plundergrounds.
It's good to catch up with you guys and finally meet you face to face in real life, and had a lot of fun just chatting and talking with you guys. And so I thought I'd ask you a little bit about your con. So this is the first Gary Kahn for both of you. And Ray, what is this, your first con?
No, this is just my second Gary Kahn.
Oh, your second Gary Kahn.
Yeah, okay. Last year we came for the first time.
Oh, we just never crossed paths. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. So we knew. We were committed. Absolutely. As soon as we could buy hotel rooms, We were back for this one. We'll do the same next year.
Right. That's the way I was after the not even a half a day of the first Gary Kahn I came to. I'm like, okay, I'm coming here every year, and this is now my fourth in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hands down my favorite. I mean, yeah. I go to Gen Con pretty much every year, which is a whole different thing.
Oh, yeah.
Huge spectacle.
Right, right.
Gary's where you get fed. You know, you come to play. And
Everybody. Yeah.
I feel like everybody here is a good player. Everybody here is a good GM for the most part. It's just like really good.
Yeah, yeah. And Cody, this is your first Gary Kahn.
My first Gary Kahn and my second convention ever.
Right.
I'm definitely coming back.
Yeah. Cool, good.
Yeah, as soon as the registration's open, I'm going to get over
right,
to the
right,
manager.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great. I just wander around and hang out with people. And last night I partied really hard.
Yeah.
Until 2 a.m.
Yeah. I witnessed part of that.
They had free beer, so.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And so what's been your favorite part of the con?
I think just meeting all you guys.
Okay.
We talk all the time on Discord, and I play a bunch of games with everyone, but I never met any of these guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
I met Jason last year, but he doesn't count.
It is cool,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
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 Really fun.
Yeah, it feels like a big family, right? Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I already know everyone, so there's no awkwardness when I walk up to you and say, hey, what's going on?
Right.
Yeah, in fact, the worst thing about the con is that you're having fun in the game and you're committed to a game, but part of you also wants to be hanging out with your friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Right,
you're hanging out with your
friends.
That's
why I didn't sign up for any games. Maybe next year I'll sign up for some games or run something, but I just wanted to meet everyone.
Right, oh yeah. And Ray, what's your favorite part of the con?
Oh, man. So I've talked about a lot about it on my podcast, so I'm going to tell you some things that I haven't talked about.
Okay.
I always enjoy walking through the miniatures room. I used to be a miniatures guy. Kind of got away from that when I had kids and not as much time to paint.
Right, right.
But I had to laugh. I was walking through the miniatures room, and I see this big setup. On one end, there's a barricade, and there's some cattle, and there's British colonial soldiers, right? Yeah, and
Orcs Drift.
I've seen that every year.
Yeah,
that's the punchline. I look down at the other end and I see all these mass troops, and I'm thinking, oh, it must be Zulus, right? And I get to the other end of the table and I'm like, wait, these are orcs.
Orcs Drift. They have it every year.
Yeah, so
if you
want
to play that scenario, come to Gary Kahn.
Yeah, and they have an honest to God sand table here, which is cool. You know, you don't see those very often.
Oh, they wheel in the sand and they wet it down so they can shape it and put the colored sand on it for the roads and other terrain features.
The other thing
you all doing okay?
Yes,
yeah, we're great. Thank you. The other thing I really enjoy was the FaceTime with artists.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, you can really, like last year especially, we went through on Sunday when it was kind of shutting down Sunday morning. And, you know, Larry Elmore talks to us for like 30 minutes. And, you know, yesterday I went through and was
Is that all?
Yeah, right.
Every time I talk to him, it's like, I've got somewhere to go.
Yeah. So, yesterday I talked to Doug Kovacs, and I'm talking to him, and then there's another guy there, but I didn't notice him. He had his head down doing something, and he looks up, and it's Stefan Poeg.
Right.
And, so I got a chance to talk to them, and then, like a total jerk, I pulled out some of my art and showed them some of my art, they were cool. They were like, oh, look at that one. Stop at that one. And I was like, oh, they're getting excited about one of my pieces.
That's cool. That's awesome.
And they gave me some stickers, and I bought the Hobonomicon. You know, that's a really cool zine that they've got going. So, just great guys, just normal people. You know, everybody, there's a lot of humility here, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that are that everybody knows, so they've heard, you know, everybody's heard their name, and they were part of the
foundation.
Yeah, they were there at the beginning, but
they're approachable, right?
Right.
Totally. Actually,
they're just people.
They want to be approached. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Most of them don't mind it at all, and they just love to talk about it and keep things alive, so it's really cool.
Right.
That's
well.
I guess,
I guess I can kind of understand that, because I've had now four people say, "Oh, I've read your blog,"
Mm-hmm. And to me, that's just like, cool, that's great. Yeah. I mean, I just geek out over that because it's like, who doesn't like to have their self noticed, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's funny because, you know this, both of you as podcasters and, you know, bloggers and things like that, a lot of times you're expressing yourself into a void.
Right,
and that's
right.
always hard. I've right. given webinars before where I know there's tons of people on the other end, but they're all muted.
Right.
And so I'm talking, you know, I'm sitting in a room with a headset and I'm talking into the void, and it's hard to keep your energy up.
Exactly.
Right, without yep. feedback. Yep. And so it's great to come to a place and have people tell you that they recognize your voice, that they've seen your stuff, that they know who you are. And like it's an ego boost, sure, but more than that, it fuels your creative energy. You're like, okay, right. I can keep going now.
Right.
Like there is a reason for doing this. Like somebody right. is listening.
Right. Right. Cool. So Cody, is there anything about Gary Kahn that you would prefer something be different?
No.
Okay. All right. That says it all.
More open gaming, I guess.
Actually, more open gaming.
So we have a friend that sat down with us. What's your name?
I go by Dwarf.
Dwarf. Okay. And he's got a fact that he wanted to share about the sand table.
If I recall correctly, that sand table, that skirt going around it, has the heraldry from the Castles and Crusades Society that Gary was one of the founders of, including the Gygaxes, Perrins, and all that around it.
Oh, cool.
Oh, very
cool. That's neat. So I'm going to go back and look at it.
And I believe that's the older sand table, and it's well worn in and stuff like that. It's the yeah. one Gary used.
That was
I
the
believe.
One in Gary's basement.
Oh, that's a relic.
I think so.
Double check. Magic item right there.
Yeah, yeah, I know, right? I'm going to go lick it or touch it.
Great, too.
Right. Well, thank you very much for that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah, hey, thanks, man.
Yeah.
And Ray, anything about the con that you would prefer to see something different?
Oh no, are you kidding me? You know, there's a selfish part of me that doesn't want to see it grow anymore.
Yes, yeah, I agree with that one. I like it just the way it is.
It's such a perfect size, but hey, you know what? Like you can't good things they grow and they evolve, and this con has been growing for a number of years. I mean,
right.
the first time it was in the Horticultural Hall, and then it moved to the Foreign Legion, and now it's here. You know, so it's gotten bigger events each time, and it's obviously
30% bigger, I think.
And it's obviously maintained its character.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I think we just have to trust that as it gets bigger, it'll still be Gary
Kahn.
Right.
Kahn. Right. Exactly. Awesome. Well, and talking about geeking out about things, I'm not going to go into detail, but Cody and Ray got to play my card game I keep teasing you all with, and we talked about it on Ray's podcast, and they really liked it. So anything that you want to say about it that we didn't talk about it on Ray's podcast, Cody?
No, I can't say anything bad about it.
Well, that's awesome. Nothing, that's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cody said this, and I agree. Cody said it's something he'd throw in his bag. There's not too many card games I just carry around.
Yeah, and I'm not a card game. I don't play card games. Yeah. If I have cards, I'm playing poker.
Yeah, right. So I absolutely would take this and play it. I love that it's got that traditional card game mechanic feel underneath that you sort of recognize, but it's shifted enough that it's not.
Right.
But I also love that it's got the thematics of it appeal to me, and so I can kind of geek out about that side of it while I'm playing.
Right, right.
It's just just so many good things to say about it. I can't wait till you put it
awesome,
in production.
Awesome. So you heard it from here. Anything else you want to talk about your Gary Kahn experience?
Nope.
No? Right.
It's not over.
It's not over.
It's not over.
It's not
yet.
Over.
We've still got half of one full day and then some Sunday.
So you didn't sign up for any games, Cody?
At all.
And you're just picking up.
Yep.
Perfect. I did a lot of that my first year. I did sign up for some, but
I went to the forum area.
Yes.
And I even sat down. I played Car Wars my first day here.
Awesome.
I just walked up and he was like, hey, come play.
Sure. Yeah, this con does a great job of being open to people who'd walk in, because they have, not only do they have a really good open gaming area, but they've got table stands with, so there is table service here, which is really cool. You can get food at the table.
Right.
There's no way they could do that at Gen Con, but you could do it here.
Right.
But it also, so there's a little flag to put up for food, but there's a card that's a red and green card. Reminds me of Fogo de Chao, where you're like, I'm bringing more meat.
Right.
more meat. Yeah. But that's essentially what it is. When you put the green card out, that means it's open for people to game.
You still have room for players.
You still have room. Bring me some meat. And then when you turn the red card down, it's like, okay, I'm full right now. I can't take any more.
Right.
So that's great. So you can walk into a room and very quickly see which games are open.
Yes. And those 2 points, I would point out that Gamehole Con does the same thing with the table service and the cards. And the convention UConn in Ypsilanti, Ann Arbor, Michigan, that I've mentioned, has a similar thing as well. And if you have that table service, it simplifies things that you don't have to go anywhere. They come to you, you order your food, and you can eat it right there, and you're not having to rush to go get it.
Keeps people from getting hangry.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks, Larry.
Well, thank you for joining me. It's good to finally meet you guys face to face and to do a podcast together. We had a hard time catching up because we all been busy.
Yeah. But
we did it.
We did it.
So thank you very much, and I look forward to hearing your podcast when you get done with this.
Yeah. Great.
Thank you.
And here's the end blurb. You can find Follow Me and Die at my blog, followmeanddie.com, here on Anchor and the other places where my podcast is syndicated, Follow Me and Die on YouTube, and you can find me on various sites where you see my social media avatar by the amazing Satine Phoenix. I have a social page on my blog that directs to all of my various social media. To get more of my thoughts and opinions in the realm of RPGs and games, check out my other sites. I also contribute to Multiverse.World by the new TSR. If you like the podcast and the other things I share online, there are a few ways you can support my efforts. First, tell me and tell others. Just getting the word out is important. Consider backing me on my Patreon. Patrons get a vote on what PDF I publish next on One Bookshelf. You can check out my growing list of PDFs at either DriveThruRPG or RPG Now. And if you like what you see, please let me know. And if there's something that doesn't quite suit you, please let me know. Constructive criticism is very important for those of us who publish our own PDFs. I also have a Teespring store where you can get a shirt with my logo, the same one by Satine Phoenix. Thanks for listening. And game on.